And who is up at that hour of the morning to see that DOD Coast Guard exercise?
The busiest travel hour of the day, and I learned this when I was anchoring over at WTOP, is 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
What?
That's when a lot of commuters are making their way into the district from areas in Maryland and Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. There is a 4 a.m. I promise you.
It's not on my clock, let me tell you.
I'm aware of that.
I know Tom and Jane are up at that hour, but, you know, oh, my goodness. Can you imagine how cranky I would be?
No. I mean, what?
All sorts of interesting stuff. We want to let you know, baseball coming up at 6:30 right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and 820 AM. Are they the Phillies? Really?
Yeah, I know. I thought that too. I double checked. We played the Phillies last week. They were here. We were playing. I say we, the Nats are playing the Phillies this week, and we are there.
Okay.
I mean, Nats are there. So that's I'm here.
That's coming up at 6:30, and we will continue online, federalnewsradio.com. But first, we want to tell you about one of the biggest challenges to being hired for a job in the federal government is getting a security clearance. Just about everyone has heard a story of some federal worker waiting as long as a year or more for a security clearance. A Senate committee today held its latest oversight hearing on the subject of modernizing and improving the security clearance process. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis is just back from this afternoon's hearing. He joins us now right there from Capitol Hill with a preview of his story for today's Federal Drive.
Chris and Amy, the federal government is on deadline of the end of this year to rid itself of a huge backlog in the number of pending security clearances and also speed up the security clearance process. Now, Hawaii Senator Danny Akaka, chairman of the Senate Government Management and Federal Workforce Subcommittee, says he and his ranking member, Ohio Senator George Voinovich, have been working since 2004 on what they call a stubborn problem.
Okay, did anyone have any progress to report then?
Well, actually, yes, Amy. The last 5 years of work apparently starting to pay off. John Berry, the director of OPM, reported to the subcommittee this afternoon that since OPM took over 90% of the background checks required for a federal job, they've whittled down the backlog considerably. It used to be that top secret clearances took more than a year. Secret or confidential clearances took more than 6 months. Berry now says they've improved the process so that they're able to crank through 90% of all security clearances in 60 days or less.
Wow, and that's a big improvement over what they were doing.
Yeah, it certainly is, Chris. Jeffrey Zients, the Deputy Director of Management at OMB, also the White House Chief Performance Officer, testified today that in 2004, the year that the law that was passed that is mandating these changes in the security clearances, initial clearance investigations for top secret took 392 days on average. Nowadays, that's down to 79 days. Secret clearances took 179 days in 2004. Today, 40 days. In 2004, the typical initial security clearance investigation took 205 days. Nowadays, 47 days. And as recently as October 2006, the backlog of pending clearance investigations, over 180 days old, stood at 100,000 cases. And today, that decades-long backlog of investigations is gone. It's not even an issue right now.
There's no backlog left.
No backlog left.
Well, this is all very impressive, and this is clearly an accomplishment when it comes to being timely.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side of this coin is what's slipping through the cracks. Is there an issue with quality?
Well, there's still an issue of quality. They're still trying to whittle that down, and they're still trying to work on that. John Berry and Jeffrey Zients both told the subcommittee this afternoon that they're continuing to work on quality and trying to make sure that people are properly vetted for the job. Also, one of the things, Amy, that was very interesting is that one of the reasons why they've been able to whittle down the length of this process as much as they have and made good progress on it is because of modernization. They've been able to take advantage of improvements in IT and also in certain search technologies that allow them to move much, much faster in terms of doing these background checks. Also, OPM was OPM's John Berry was very proud of the work of a special unit that's been set up there that cranks through all of these security clearances. In the past, they've taken care of normal security clearances, but within the last say year or so, they've also had the challenge of dealing with security clearances for all of the new people who've been hired that came along with the Obama administration. And so he was particularly proud of the work that unit has been doing over the last year or so.
Well, and as you said, Max, one of the areas in modernization that they were looking at was getting folks to accept things in paper only. And they've been really working on saying, okay, you can maybe email attachments around, that's okay. And even getting other agencies to recognize clearances from another agency. You know, a lot of times people were saying, well, if you're not cleared for our agency, your clearance doesn't work. So they were re-getting submitted to the system. So there were a lot of things like that I think they've worked through as well.
Sure. Well, and in an ironic twist, Chris, one of the other members of the panel sitting this afternoon on the dais, Senator Roland Burris from Illinois, he's the one who took over Barack Obama's Senate seat last year. He told the story of that clearance still being a problem because he hired an aide to work for him in his Senate office here, and this is a person who had a DOD clearance, and for some reason, for reasons that he still is having trouble figuring out, that clearance wasn't recognized by the U.S. Congress, by the officials of the Senate. So it's still a problem in different places. But what Director John Berry and Jeffrey Zients were able to point to is the fact that they're making good progress in at least getting to the broad general aspects of security clearances. And of course, as you point out, reciprocity is still one of those stubborn problems with this process.
Congress is a whole different branch of government. I'll get later on, Max. I'll get you the Schoolhouse Rock thing, and it'll explain how it all works.
That'll be great.
More tomorrow?
We'll have more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris, and also on federalnewsradio.com.